好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神把我们带到2022年1月30号的主日。
God gets us to January 30th, 2022, the Sunday worship.
来到大年三十啦。
And this is the near the Chinese this New Year.
中国的新年来到了。
So the Chinese New Year is coming.
我们今天讲到的题目是生命影响生命。
So today's topic is life affects life.
讲到以前有一个祷告。
Let's start with a prayer.
把时间交给神。
And just give the time to God.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你就是道路、真理和生命啊。
Because you're the way and the path in life.
当我们说生命影响生命的时候呢？
When we say life affects life.
我们常常可能会有一个误会啊。
Maybe we have a misunderstanding.
好像说我想用我的生命去影响另外一个人生命那样。
It seems like that we want to use our life to affect others' life.
这就变成历史上诸多的一样又一个的伟人啦。
And then it just becomes this like one and the issue of the like such a called a great person.
但是你在圣经里面教导我们，生命影响生命，是让主的生命来影响我们大家的生命啊。
Actually, in the Bible, you teach us life affects life. That is that with your life, the Lord's life, to affect the people's life.
这是主的恩典啊。
This is God's grace.
认识这个恩典是你所赐的智慧。
So to know this grace, that's the wisdom from you.
听见就去行的，就是你所赐的力量。
Whoever listens and just obey and follow that, then that's the strength you get.
求主与我们同在。
May God be with us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，生命影响生命。
Life affects life.
今天这堂道呢，其实是我们老生常谈，却是每天不得不面对的题目，对吧？
So this is a topic that we face every day, but this just becomes seems like the old-fashioned topic.
毫无疑问，生命影响生命是一个重要的圣经主题啊。
So no doubt, life affects life. That is the very important biblical thing.
但是人们谈的多了，也就变成老生常谈、老油条了。
And when we just talk too much, a lot about this, it just becomes just like an old-fashioned topic.
我们可能常常会有机会听到一些讲座呀。
Maybe oftentimes we can hear some of the lecture about this.
谈一谈怎么样生命影响生命啊。
And talking about how life can affect life.
怎么样去有一个领导力啊。
How can we just have the leadership power?
怎么样产生一个影响力啊？
How to just have the power to just that influence others?
无论是在政界、商场，还是在其他的职场当中，如何在职场当中成为一个有生命影响力的人呢？
And even just no matter in the political environment or just like in the workplace, in the business place.
这些年间在坊间有不少这样的信息，这样的讲座，也有这样很了不起的讲员嘛。
So for the past years, and there's a many just this kind of lectures about this.
到底与圣经今天保罗经文当中所讲的有怎样的不一样呢？
So and then what is the difference between those lectures?
有什么东西是值得我们去认真反省和学习的呢？
Is there anything we just need to learn and reflect our life?
这就是今天生命影响生命这个题目的由来啊。
So this is the origin of the topics of today's sermon.
好，我们来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
以圣经为驱动力。
Driven by the Bible.
你要想成为一个生命影响生命的这种样式呢？
You need to have this kind of life model to have a life affects life.
请问你能离开圣经吗？
Can you be apart from the Bible?
我们既然是信了主了，
Since we believe in God,
那么圣经毫无疑问就应该成为我们的生命的驱动力，对不对？
Then no doubt, the Bible is a driven force of our lives, right?
那么今天保罗在这段经文当中在到底在告诉我们什么呢？
Then what is Paul saying to us in today's scriptures?
或者换个角度讲，圣经在生命影响生命这个主题上，它到底是怎么介绍的呢？
Or what does the Bible say about life affecting life?
首先
First,
是持定真道与善道。
Hold on to the words of faith and the good doctrine.
什么是真道呢？
So what is the words of faith?
真道其实就是指我们的信仰价值观以及所活出来的信心的样式。
The words of faith refers to our beliefs and values and the faith we live out.
善道则是指我们无可指责的道德品格了。
So while the good doctrine refers to the irreproachable moral character,
我们不妨想一想人与人之间的交往。
Let's think about this in the communication between people.
你见到这个人的第一眼你在看什么，你知道吗？
So when you look at a person, so what's the first eyesight that you look at?
可能一开始你会看他的样貌，对吧？
Maybe at first you look at this person's appearance.
但是呢？
But
久而久之呢？
So when time goes by,
你其实是会彼此之间看对方的价值观。
Actually, when time goes by, you will just look at this other's value and morals.
也会看这个人是不是有品，是不是有格，他的道德水准怎么样。
And also look at this person's moral standard.
通过一段时间的观察，你才会决定跟这个人会不会继续的交往下去。
So after a certain time's observation, then you will decide whether to continue or how to communicate with this person.
那属灵之间的伙伴也是一样的。
Same as spiritual partners.
你会看一个人是不是有信心呢？
You will see whether this person has faith.
会不会影响到身边人与主的关系啊？
Also, would that affect the relations between the people around him?
特别是如果你是一个属灵的领袖，更加是这样子。
Especially if you're a spiritual leader.
善道，刚才说了，主要是看品、看格呀。
The good doctrine is to look at the quality and the character.
那什么是品呢？
So, what is the quality?
品就是没有人在的时候，你是怎么活你自己的人生。这是指你的品。
The quality that is when nobody's around, how you live your life.
一个人的自律的程度。
And also the person's degree of self-discipline.
连儒家思想都在强调一个慎独，对吧？一个人在的时候要如何谨慎。
So the Confucius said the thinking is talking about the person when you're alone, you just need to be just cautious by yourself.
什么人都不在的时候，你会去捡地上那张100块钱的美钞吗？
When nobody's around, would you just pick up the money on the floor like $100 bill?
或者捡了以后，你是自己放在口袋里呢，还是交给有关的人呢？
Or when you pick up this dollar bill, would you just give a turning to the police station?
你与人交往，你一定会关注这个人的品如何，对吧？
So when you just have an interaction with a person, you will see how this person's quality is.
那品也分大品和小品啊。
Also, quality has like the big one and the small one.
有些人在小品上是不够自律的。
Some people in this small area, this not self-disciplined.
有些人在大品上是毫无价值的。
Some people in this big area of quality actually is no value.
人道无求，品质高啊。
So the person, when
就是当一个人对世界没有过多的期盼的时候。
So when a person does not have the high expectation,
当自己的贪婪之心被上帝的话语限制的时候。
When his greatness was just limited by God.
当自己对这个世界对老我没有任何的奢望的时候。
When this person has not just high expectation from his own sinful nature,
我们称这种光景叫做无求。
We call this kind of situation is just without requirement.
就是不求世界，单求基督嘛。
That is just not longing for the world, but longing for Jesus.
人到这种情况、这种光景的时候，就称为是人道无求，品质高。
So in this kind of situation, that is, we have not just so this such kind of the requirement, but with a high quality.
无求不是不求。
So not without requirement, that does not mean you do not just you are not longing for.
乃是不再求世界的国度，不再求撒旦的国度，单单求基督的国度。
That means you are not seeking for the kingdom of the evil one, but the kingdom of heaven.
这个时候，你一个人在哪里都是一样，神是无所不在的。
At that kind of situation, actually, even though you're alone, it's the same.
格，则是指一个人与人交往的时候所活出来的属灵的价值取向。
So the character refers to the divine value orientation that a person lives out when interacting with others.
你留意拿俄米不是有两个媳妇吗？
Do you remember Naomi's? She had two daughter-in-laws.
Yeah, 两个媳妇在跟他分手的时候所活出来就两种不同的品不同的格呀。
So when the two daughters are separated from Naomi and they just live out two different values and quality and characters.
Yeah, 这个路德就说你的国就是我的国呀。
So Ruth said, your kingdom and it's my kingdom.
Yeah, 你的神就是我的神啊。
Your God is my God.
你在哪里我也要去到哪里。
Wherever you go, and I will be there.
你看路德看中的是拿俄米身后的那位上帝。
So Ruth just look heavily about God behind Naomi.
他对摩押的这些房产啊、土地啊、原生家庭的父母啊、兄弟姐妹之间所留给他的好处呢，他已经无求了。
And she has no requirement about all those value in the real estate just in Moab.
所以他就坚定的就是要跟随耶和华了。
And she firmly she want to follow God.
那跟着拿俄米，表面上好像是回到伯利恒，其实是要找到在伯利恒的上帝呀。
So on the surface seems like she just followed Naomi to Bethlehem. Actually, she just want to seek God.
弟兄姐妹，你的品在哪里？你的格又在何方呢
？So brothers and sisters, so what is your quality and character?
Yeah, 你的品格绝对是在表达你的价值观的。
Your quality and character actually just reveal about your value.
好，其次是离弃世俗与荒谬。
Second, abandon the worldliness and the absurd.
什么是世俗呢
？So what is worldliness?
世俗指的就是全然的俗世。
So worldliness refers to the thing that are entirely worldly.
Yeah, 没有永生的价值
and it just has no eternal value.
也没有生命重点的那些东西就是指的世俗
have no life focus.
那么荒谬呢
Absurdity
荒谬在原文上就是讲故事、啊、
So that in original text that means telling stories
特别是讲一些传奇啦一些神话的故事
Especially just telling some legends or myths
Yeah, 圣经没有告诉我们说这里为什么会说是老妇的荒谬。
The Bible just doesn't tell us what is called the old woman's absurdity here.
我在想会不会是对我们上了年纪的人一个提醒呢
？So I'm just thinking, could it just be a reminder to the elderly?
啊，人老了会啰啰嗦嗦嘛，对吧
？So would it be easy just for people to be just long winded and when they are old?
也会渐渐的被人说是小气包嘛。
And when you just get older, people say, "Oh, you're just so narrow-minded."
年老力衰，英年不在啊。
So when you are old and weak, and you're no longer young.
这个时候的人们可能会比较愿意提起当年的英勇啊。
So maybe at this time, the people would just love to mention the courage of the past.
我发现我自己有的时候也会不知不觉会提到当年小时候打过架怎么厉害了，上战场怎么勇敢了，当年的勇也会不知不觉的从嘴巴里流露出来。
For myself, sometimes I just kind of inevitably, I would just also release this kind of message to share about my past.
有的时候也会觉得自己不知不觉就落入一个夸夸其谈的一个光景中。
And it seems like this, I just fall into this situation, just a phenomenon, just a rhetoric that's easy to appear in speech.
讲的白一点就是爱吹牛了。
To speak simply, that is so bragging.
自己读书读的有多少啊
？Like how much I did the books I have read.
自己的水平吧也很高啊。
And how high the standards that I am.
比今天什么两个博士的水平都要高，差不多这种想法观念，不知不觉也会在自己言谈话语当中流露出来，会不会啊
？And also sometimes my just inevitably just release that seems like I have more knowledge than those the doctor's degree.
我想这一切可能都是圣经里边所说的老妇的荒谬，在这个范围里边吧。
So I think this is all just similar, just like what the Bible says that the old woman's just saying.
Yeah, 不难想象，假如彼得当年他一天到晚吹嘘他捕鱼技术如何了得。
It's not hard to imagine if Peter just boasted about his fishing skills.
然后犹大呢又夸耀他的奋锐党的革命的理想。
And if Judah just boasted about his revolutionary ideals,
然后多马呢又提出柏拉图的理想国，对不对
？Just Thomas proposed the Plato's Republic.
那么如果整个门徒队伍都是这样子的话呢
？If the team of the disciples all did this,
那么请问天国何存？福音何在呢
？In this case, and where does the kingdom of heaven exist?
其实也跟今天的光景也很像。
Actually, it's very similar to today's situation.
我很多好朋友。
I have many good friends.
Yeah, 要我关心甚至参与他们各样不同的政治活动啦、民主运动啦、政治立场等等，这些都有不少朋友给我提出这样的要求了。
There are many friends just asked me to be more concerned about and even just participate in their political position.
所以我就跟他们讲啦，我说实在对不起啊，我说我是一个非常卑微的人，不配参加你们那么伟大的活动啊。
And I just told him, I'm sorry, I'm very little and humble, and I just cannot participate with your movement.
因为我的生命早就已经在三十多年前决定单单属于耶稣基督，单单服侍福音使命啦。
And I said, since 30 years ago, my life already only belonged to Jesus Christ.
所以我只能是专注在他托付给我的福音啊、牧会啊、门徒训练上。
Therefore, I can just only focus on the gospel mission and also the entrusted to me by the Lord.
Yeah, 至于其他的事情，那就是我卑微无能力的啦。
As for other things, I'm just really just little humble and incompetent.
这不代表说我反对他们，不代表说我不同意他们。他们有神对他们的呼召，可能那我是不清楚。
And that doesn't mean this. I just do not agree with them. It's just that they have their own calling, and that I'm not clear.
Yeah, 好，最后呢是操练敬虔与身体。
Finally, practice godliness and the body.
保罗在这里讲什么意思呢
？What is Paul mean here?
他说我们操练身体是我们的本分呢、啊。
So Paul had just, he said, exercise our body, that is our responsibility.
我们操练身体是毫无可夸之处的。
And there's nothing to boast about exercising our body.
身体是圣灵的殿。
Body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
包括自己在内，任何人不得损害，任何人也不能让他不去锻炼，知道吧？要让他强健。
Including oneself, no one just can harm their body.
所以说保护身体锻炼身体是属神儿女神圣的本分，大家记住这句话。
So just remember this: protecting and exercising the body, that is the divine duty of a child of God.
我实在是不希望大家是因为操练身体、锻炼身体有什么好处，我才去锻炼身体，不应该这样子。
So I hope that we just should not exercise the body just because there is any so-called like a benefit or value in exercising the body.
那我这个希望不是我自己凭空来的，圣经原文当中就这么讲的。
This hope is not from myself. Actually, in the Bible, it's from the original context. That's what that means.
Yeah, 在原文中，希腊文当中，在表达操练身体的时候，其实并没有像中文这里出现一个益处两个字。
In the original text in Greek, actually, there's no word value when expressing the exercise of the body.
就是说我们锻炼身体不要因为有益处才去锻炼。
That is when we exercise, it doesn't mean just not because it has value, then we exercise.
乃是因为我们的身体是上帝所造的。
But because our body is created by God.
我们如此锻炼，我们如此保护，是蒙了上帝的呼召的。
We exercise and protect our body. That is because we receive the calling from God.
是单单珍惜他所赐给我们这样的荣耀的身体。
That is we treasure.And the body just from God's glory.
Yeah. 至于敬虔
As for godliness.
Yeah. 保罗则强调了益处
Paul emphasized the value.
他说，而且是在操练身体的益处之上，还要加上额外的益处
And there additional value on top of the value of exercising the body.
那换句话讲呢
In other words,
我们每天操练身体是责任，毫无可夸之处。
That is our responsibility to exercise every day and nothing to brag about.
但是操练敬虔则是需要求神上帝加添给我们有力量。
But to practice godliness requires us to ask God for strength.
我们操练敬虔是需要求神赐给我们有能力有恩典。
And in this, we just need to ask God to give us strength, power, and grace.
靠自己我们做不到的。
Just by ourselves, we're not able to make it.
按照我们的老我，我们是不愿意的。
Based on our nature, we're not willing to.
你问问你自己的生命吧。
Just ask about your life.
每天早上的晨更
，including our just daily morning work.
我们的灵修祷告
，our devotional prayer.
我们坚持几十年如一日的服侍摆上
，and our serving and dedication.
奉献我们的金钱、时间和心智
，and offer our time, money, and our just mindset.
没有神的恩典，没有人做得到的，对吧
？If without God's grace, no one can make it.
所以敬虔能做到，那是一个 miracle， 是个神迹啊。
Therefore, that is actually a miracle that we can just be discovered.
生命影响生命的第一点是圣经为驱动力啊。
So, life affects life. The first point is with the Bible is the driven power.
要因为神话语的缘故而去做。
Because of God's words, so we do it.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
要以敬虔为动机力啊。
Motivated by godliness.
前面已经讲到敬虔了。
So in the first point, we're going to talk about godliness.
第二点将敬虔单列出来讲。
So the second point, we singles out godliness.
为什么？
Why?
因为这牵扯出我们的动机啊。
Because it involves our motives.
而且产生出属灵的能力啊。
And produce a divine power.
为什么这么讲呢？
Why do we say this?
呀，首先是敬虔的唯独。
First, godliness alone.
呀，保罗提到敬虔的时候，提到敬虔的唯独。
When Paul speaks of godliness, he speaks of godliness alone.
保罗在讲什么呢？
What is Paul talking about?
他在讲我们对神的态度是怎样的。
Actually, this refers to our attitude towards God.
他在问我们对神是不是专一的呀？
He's asking whether we're just only just facing God.
是不是唯一的呢？
And if it's God is the only one.
是不是第一的呢？
And is it our just top priority?
还是上帝也想要，工作也想要？
Or you want God, also want work.
上帝也想要，佛祖也想要。
So you want God, you also want the Buddhist.
耶稣也想要，然后吕洞宾也想要。
You want Jesus, also you want 吕洞宾。
要道教也想要。
You want Taoism.
人的心呢、啊、太复杂。
People's hearts so just complicated.
信仰其实宇宙中最简单的道理、啊、
Actually, belief that is the simplest truth.
其实什么是信仰，你知道吗
？Do you know what is belief?
我们一出生就经历了。
We experience it just from birth.
好像刚出生的婴孩对母乳的那份渴慕。
It is just like a newborn baby is just craving for mother's just breast milk.
这份渴慕恰恰就是神要求他的儿女对他的那样的渴慕。
This is exactly just like the when we just long for God.
我们一方面求神，另一方面另行其道。
On one hand, we just pray to God, but on the other hand, we just do our own way.
耶稣讲得很清楚啊，让我们先求他的国，先求他的义。
Jesus said very clearly.Seek His kingdom and His righteousness first.
我们所需要的天父会满足的。
And other things that we need, God will just fulfill.
先求神的国和神的义是敬虔。
So seeking first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
相信他会满足我们一切所需，这是信心。
And we believe God will fulfill all our needs. That is faith.
敬虔不但是有深度，而且有广度的。
Godliness not only has its depths, but also has the a breadth.
这个宽度是指什么呢
？So what is a breadth？
呀，广度、宽度一个意思，就是凡事不管什么事，凡事都要奉主的名去行事为人呢、啊。
That is, all things must be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
呀，既然说是凡事，就不是某些事，乃是所有的事情。
So when we say everything, that means it's not only something。
特别是不能专门挑自己喜欢的事情。
And we can only, not only choose the things that you like.
叫我爱人如己，那我只能爱我的家人呢。
So you tell me to love my neighbor as myself, then I can only love my family.
或者是只能爱我喜欢的人呢。
Or I can only love the person I like.
只是外邦人也是这样子。
If you say it's only, then so do the Gentiles.
那你跟没有信耶稣的有什么区别呢？
Then what is the difference from you and the unbelievers?
其次呢，是敬虔的应许。
Second.The promises of godliness.
呀，保罗说，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处。
Paul said that godliness has value for all things.
其实这是一句非常了不起的应许啊，弟兄姐妹。
Actually, this is an amazing promise, brothers and sisters.
就是说，当我们将把神放在我们生命当中的唯一、专一和第一的时候呢
？So that is when we put God in first one and only single one in the first place.
神就应许我们凡事都有益处啊。
Then God promises that everything is of value to us.
当然，大家不要有一个误会，把这句话当作一个拜偶像的一个理解了。
Of course, don't misunderstand this. Make this as like a just worshiping idol.
因为这并不代表我们因为敬虔以后就凡事都顺利，麻烦皆无啊，不可能的。
This does not mean that because of our godliness.Everything will be smooth and trouble-free in the future.
耶稣说我们在世上有苦难呢、啊。
Jesus said we have troubles in the world.
但是马上带下来就是他一句应许啊。
But immediately he promised us right away.
他说他已经胜了这个世界。
Jesus said he has conquered the world.
他是一位得胜的主啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, He's the victorious Lord.
凡是跟随他的必得享神所应许的平安啊。
And all who follow just the Lord will enjoy the peace promised by God.
这就是为什么我们行事为了要抓住他的应许的缘故啊。
That is the reason when we just act, we must grasp the promises of God.
神儿女就是这么活的。
That is how God's children live.
我们只有抓住上帝的应许，才会有确据恩典和能力啊。
Only when we just got grasp the promise of God, then we can have the assurance, grace, and the power.
我们常常做很多事情，总感到无能，没有能力，什么原因啊？你不抓住上帝的应许啊。
A lot of times we do things, we feel like they're helpless. Why? Because we do not grasp God's promise.
这个道理是简单而富有挑战性。
The truth is very simple and challenging.
要神在这里邀请勇者。
God is here to invite the brave person.
其实在信心之前是需要有勇气的。
Actually, before you have the faith, you need to have the courage.
请问这是你吗？
Is that you?
Yeah, 最后是敬虔的信实啊。
Finally, faithfulness of godliness.
神不但是因为敬虔而应许我们凡事都有益处。
Then only does God promise us the value in all things.
他还告诉我们说，他的应许是信实可靠的。
He also tells us that his promises are faithful and reliable.
经文怎么说呢？
What does the scripture say?
他说，敬虔是有今生和来世的应许。
The scripture said that the godliness has a promise of the present life and the life to come.
我看了一下，在这里中文翻译的其实不太准确。
Actually, the Chinese translation here is not very accurate.
Yeah, 有可能被人误会，以为是佛教的那个轮回什么观念，对吧？
And it's easy for people to misunderstand and thinking that there is something about the reincarnation of the Buddhism.
Yeah, 其实这里所说的今生和来世呢？
Actually, the present life and the life to come here.
指的就是从今世到永远的。
It refers to the time from now to eternity.
保罗的经历也告诉我们说，这话是可信的。
From Paul's experience, he said that this is the trustworthy.
是十分令人感到佩服的。
And just also just deserve full acceptance.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
不要忘了我们所信的是耶稣基督啊。
Don't forget the one who we believe that's Lord Jesus Christ.
是信实可靠的。
He's faithful and reliable.
他的话语一旦解开
，His words once unraveled,
就会充满了应许的力量。
It's full of the power of promise.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
以言行为成长力。
Growth through words and deeds.
前面讲了驱动力、动机力，现在讲成长力。
We just talked about the driving force and motivation force previously. Now we talk about the growth force.
为什么讲成长力呢？
What we talk about is growth force.
人的成长不能空穴来风。
So human growth is just not groundless.
也不能单说不练，对吧？
And nor can it be just said and practiced alone.
信仰是要透过言语和行为来表达的。
So our belief just needs to express through words and deeds.
我们的言语和行为其实就正在表达我们的生命的成长，对吧？
Or just the words and deeds just express how we live.
首先榜样的力量是无穷的。
First, the power of example is infinite.
你发现没有？今天这个时代是一个缺乏榜样的年代。
Did you notice this generation is an era of lack of role models?
我来美国住了20年了。
I lived in the U.S. for 20 years.
觉得这20年来越来越发现，好像美国找不到领袖这种感觉。
And then in all these years, I just noticed actually there's missing a leader for a long time.
特别是具有榜样力的领袖，对吧？
Especially one with role models.
不但是在美国，
Not only in the US,
乃是全世界都是这样子。
But the whole world just lack leaders.
都缺乏合神心意的领袖，你发现没有？
And it's all lack leaders who are just after God's own heart.
社会如此，世界如此，教会也是一样的。
So is society, and so is the world, and so is the
church. 会发现今天我们许多的教会的专注力都是放在自己的教会。如何去膨胀
？And many churches focus on how to expand their church.
以人数的多少来评估教会的价值
？And they evaluate the value of the church.
以教会的大小来评估教牧师的水平
？They evaluate the pastor according to the size of the church.
以这个聚会的这个风格来表达执事的能力，会不会
？And also with the worship style and just to evaluate.The deacon's ability.
很少有人去考虑教会的奉献力怎么样。
And very very few people just consider about the church's the offering power.
Yeah, 什么样的福音力和使命力。
And also the power of the gospel and mission.
以及这间教会的见证力如何。
And also the witness power.
Yeah, 我们可能在常常问呢。
We often ask.
请问在这个世上还有人在遵行主道吗？
Are there still people in the real world who are following God's truth?
我也听到有人问了，就是今天的摩西、约书亚何在呢？
I also heard people ask, so where are Moses and Joshua of today?
其实我相信还是有了。
Actually, I believe there still are.
看不到榜样的人，往往是自己不愿意去做榜样嘛。
But we do not just feel like we do not see this leader. That is because we do not want to just be the role model.
其实当你在批评的时候，可能恰恰是上帝正在呼召你。去做一个合神心意的领袖呢
？When we're judging or criticizing, maybe we just neglect that God is calling us just to be just the leader to fit His heart.
如果属神的儿女每个人都是一个榜样
，If every God's child, we are the role model.
我们何愁福音不广传呢？对吧
？Why we need to worry that the gospel cannot spread?
Yeah. 其次，恩赐的服事是合宜的。
Second.Gift of serving is appropriate.
所以我们千万不要灰心呐、啊。
Therefore, just no need to be discouraged.
保罗就劝勉提摩太了。
So Paul exhorted Timothy.
他说不可叫人小看你年轻啊。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young.
总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心和清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
By setting an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
我看了一下，哇，这个要求蛮高的。
So looking at this, would this requirement be a bit high?
一句话讲的不合宜，做不了榜样了。
So if the words is not appropriate, then you cannot be the leader.
爱心不足，可能也就很难有榜样的这件事情了。
If you do not have enough loving heart, then you are not able to be a good example.
所以难怪榜样不容易找，对不对
？No wonder role models are hard to find, right?
但是其实神对我们的要求不太高的。
But in fact, God's requirements are just no more than we have.
因为上帝对我们的要求不会超过我们所有的呀。
Because God does not require that what we don't have.
神给每一位儿女都有他所赐的恩赐。
God gives every child a gift from him.
或是教导，或是讲道。
Whether it is teaching, preaching.
或者是服事啊。
Or serving.
在我们当中，有些人有怜悯的恩赐啊。
Or maybe among us, some people they have these.Of mercy,
鼓励的恩赐啊
，or encouragement，
奉献的恩赐啊
，or offering，
祝福的恩赐啊
，blessings。
每个人至少有一样的恩赐。
Everyone has at least one gift。
有些人会有多样的恩赐。
Some people have multiple gifts。
不会有人连一样恩赐都没有。
And no one is without even a single gift。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Therefore, dear brothers and sisters，
在恩赐上尽忠心呢
？Be faithful in God's gift。
就是神儿女讨神喜悦的依据了。
That is the basis for God's choosing to please God.
每一个来到教会里的人呢
，Everyone who comes to church
都应该主动请教会的牧者给他做一个恩赐调查表啊。
And you should actively just ask the church the pastor minister to.
因为这关系到你以后如何向神去交你生命的账啊。
That is one day you will give account to God.
你如何去活你这一生呢
？How will you live your whole life？
有一天神会问说：“哎，我给你的2000两银子，你怎么用的
？”One day God will ask you the 2000 coins I gave you. How did you do it？
我给你5000两银子，你又是怎么用的呢
？I gave you 5000 coins, and how did you spend it？
你不能学那个1000两银子的仆人呐、
啊。You can learn just from servant who received 1000 coins.
把1000两银子。埋在地里边不用，对吧
？It just buried the coins just in the ground.
呀，你明明很能唱诗赞美神，每天就把嘴巴封住，不唱诗不赞美。
Obviously, you can just sing the praise. However, you just do not sing.
你可能很有一个电脑啊、网络的恩赐，然后你就硬是不出来帮忙啊。
You have the gift and to just for the website, but you just do not serve.
你可能很有祝福人的恩赐，但是你就常常是免开尊口啊。
And you have the gift to bless others. However, you just keep your mouth shut.
今后怎么跟神交这笔账呢
？In the future, how can you give account to God?
所以用恩赐服事是合神心意的。
Therefore, to serve God with the gift and that is the to please God.
好，最后生命的长进是可见的。
Finally, the growth of love is visible.
啊，我们是新生命的种子，对吧？
We're the seeds of new life, right?
你是种子就会发芽呀。
And the seeds will sprout and grow.
你是生命的种子，它一定会有成长的样式和印记的。
So if you're the seeds of the new life, for sure, you'll have the image and to grow up.
保罗说这种生命的长进你要殷勤去做呀。
And Paul says, with this that life growing, and you should just do that diligently.
并且你要专心啊。
And also concentrate.
你的专心就是对神的态度的一个专一啊。
So when you just concentrate on that, that means you just only just facing God.
我们对神是不是专一，众人是看得见的。
Whether we just concentrate on God, people can see.
那长进总有个标准吧。
So there should be a standard for the growth, right?
长进的标准就是越来越像主啊。
So the criteria just for growth, that is becoming more and more like the Lord.
而且还有圣灵帮助我们的。
Also have the Holy Spirit to help us.
圣灵帮助我们要与我们的心同工啊。
And the Holy Spirit help us to co-work with that.
要他会叫万事互相效力了。
And God just make all things work together.
叫爱神的人得益处啊。
So that those who love God will become just more and more just like God.
这个益处就是越来越像主啊。
And just that the value that is more and more like God.
而且久而久之在教会弟兄姐妹之间就可以互相的效法。
And also, when time goes by, and we can just imitate one another.
当我们在彼此效法的时候，就可以查验出何为神纯全和可喜悦的旨意啊。
So when we just imitate one another, and then we test what is the pure and the pleasing will of God.
呀，我们的日子如何，力量也如何呀。
As our days are, so shall be our strength.
呀，更加重要的是什么呢？
More importantly,
是我们的长进是可见的，弟兄姐妹。
Our growth is visible, brothers and sisters.
长进可见什么意思呢？
So what does that mean? The growth is visible.
就是有见证力啊。
That is, we are to have the power to witness.
呀，我们信了主之后呢？
Once we believe in God.
久而久之，人们应当从我们的生命里边看见耶稣基督的样式。
When times goes by, and the people should be able to see the likeness of the Lord in our lives.
请问你的生命里边有没有让人看见主耶稣的样式呢？
Does your life just reveal the Lord Jesus Christ's image?
有没有他的谦卑柔和呢？
And do you have this the humbleness and this the kindness?
说话的时候能不能温柔一点呢？
When you talk, can you be just more gentle?
能不能不要那么多的刺儿呢？
Can you just don't talk too sharp?
不要每句话都带着挑战的口气啊。
Can you just not to talk the words all just full of the challenge?
好像全世界就你最聪明，会不会啊？
Seems that you are the smartest person in the whole world.
弟兄姐妹是看得见的。
Brother and sister can see you.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主今天赐给我们一堂生命影响生命之道。
Thank the Lord for giving us a sermon on life affects life.
就等于是今天圣经在问我们一句话了。
And that is the Bible's asking us today.
也等于主今天在向我们发出一个挑战呢。
Just like today, God has given us this challenge.
也等于耶稣基督在问我们呢。
And just like Jesus Christ is asking us,
他说：“请问圣经的驱动力你有吗？”
He's asking, do you have the biblical driving force?
请问敬虔的动机力你有吗？
And do you have the motivation of godliness?
言行的成长力你有吗？
And do you have the growth in words and deeds?
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你自己的荣耀啊。
Lord, we thank you for your glory.
也感谢主你自己的恩典呐。
We thank you for your grace.
今天你要在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
Today you will have the sovereignty.
你就是道路、真理、生命啊。
And you are the way and the path and life.
所以生命影响生命的本质就是让基督来影响我们每一个人。
So life affects life, and that means that let Jesus Christ just have influence on us.
即使我们今天是成了榜样。
Even though today we are the role model.
呀，人们效法的榜样也不是我们的。
However, the people just got imitate is not us.
乃是我们人这个榜样背后的主啊。
But the Lord you behind us.
我们是何等的卑微和不配。
We're just a little humble and unworthy.
能够蒙神使用这么一丁点是何等的蒙福。
And we're just so blessed we can be used by you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你啊。
May all the glory just be yours.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.